Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife. Although I say it myself, the situation at the moment could scarcely be improved upon. Jeff Pilgrim's charged with embezzling, and the case against him, through some rather good work I put in on it, is just about the most watertight you ever saw. Oh, admittedly, he's out on bail. And why should I care? Marcia's finished with him, and so is her uncle, the esteemed Bendigo. It's only up to me to play my cards right, and the time will come when I'll run Tressida Bendigo and Company, and Marcia will be Mrs. Harry Palmer. Pretty good gang, eh? But here's a funny thing. Stella Bronson suddenly decided she's through with Pilgrim, too. And wants to hold hands with me. Can you beat it? Oh, not that I've any objection to seeing something with Stella. Oh, well. Tonight, I think it's about time I paid a call on Marcia. Just to bring a word of comfort and good cheer, you understand.
Uncle Tressida will be in soon, Harry. He'll be glad to see you. Do sit down.
Thanks.
Would you like a drink?
Oh, whiskey and soda, if I might.
Of course.
Harry, how did Stella Bronson get enough money to bail Jeff out of his house?
Oh, don't ask me. I knew she wasn't exactly broke, but I had no idea she could raise that much.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Marcia, let's forget Stella Bronson and Jeff for a while, shall we? The thought of those two depresses me.
I know, it's awful. Uncle Tressida wants me to go away.
I wish you wouldn't.
Why?
You know why.
I suppose I do, really.
You're going to divorce him now, aren't you?
I don't know what I'm going to do, Harry. I can't think straight, not about all this.
But, Marcia, there isn't a chance for him. The case is open and shut. He'll get at least 3 years. And, much as I hate to say it, Jeff deserves 3 years. You can't stay married to a chap who tried to rob his own family.
Where is he now?
I haven't the faintest idea. But I'll bet you a fiver Stella Bronson knows.
Oh, yes, of course, she'd know.
I wish you'd see Jeff and ask him for a divorce. He can't refuse you, and until he's out of the way, Marcia, what chance is there for us?
Oh, please, Harry, you simply must give me more time.
I'm sorry, darling. But you mustn't blame me for being impatient. I have been waiting a long time.
If it hadn't been for this, Harry, you'd have had to wait forever.
Yes, I know that. But I'd have waited. Darling, if I find where Jeff's living, will you see him?
You want me to ask him for a divorce, don't you?
More than anything in the world. You're the only girl for me, Marcia. You always have been and you always will. Say you'll marry me as soon as you can. I want you. I love you, Marcia.
Oh, not now. Not now, Harry. Please.
Oh, can't I even put my arms around you? You need someone now more than at any other time.
Listen.
You're about, Marcia.
It's Uncle Tressida. Go and sit down again. Come in, Uncle. Harry Palmer's here.
Oh, good evening, Palmer. Decent of you to call.
How do you do, sir?
Well, I see Marcia's fixed you up with a drink. Good. Wouldn't mind one myself if you're officiating, Marcia. Look here, Palmer. Since you're here, do you know anything about the Bronson girl finding the money for Pilgrim's bail?
Not a thing, sir.
Deuced odd, I call it. It's amazing how rogues always find a woman to stick up for them. Amazing. You haven't seen Pilgrim since they've let him out of you?
No. Why?
Well, I'm going to give you a word of advice, young fellow. Keep out of Pilgrim's way. From a thing or two I've heard, and a thing or two Pilgrim said, It might be very wise of you to steer clear of him.
But what can he possibly have against me?
For reasons best known to himself, Pilgrim blames his arrest on you.
Oh, but that's absurd, sir.
Well, we all know it's absurd, but there it is. Now, you do as I say. Keep away from the fellow. We don't want any more complications in this infernal business. If he tries to see you alone somewhere, have nothing to do with him. Nothing whatever, Palmer. For your own sake, if not ours.
Well, very well, sir. You can rely on me.
Good. Well, let's talk about something cheerier, shall we? Marcia, where's my drink?
I've rung him twice tonight already, Jeff, but he's not at his flat.
It's only 9:30. Think it might be worth trying once more?
Oh, I may as well. It's such a hot night, he'll think it's quite reasonable for me to want to be taken for a drive as late as this.
All right. But are you quite sure of the drill?
I thought it out, didn't I?
Yes, bless you.
If it comes off tonight, Jeff, promise not to lose your temper. I know how you feel about him, but you mustn't lose your temper.
I shan't, Stella. I have too much at stake.
Good. Here we go, then. Oh, what's his number? I never can remember it.
CY 1546.
Hello?
It's in, Jeff. Hello, Harry, darling. It's Stella here. I rang you earlier, but you weren't in.
No, I've been tidying up a few loose ends at work.
You tired or anything?
No. Why?
Well, it's so frightfully hot and stuffy. You wouldn't like to take me for a drive, would you?
There's nothing I'd like more. Where are you at home?
Of course.
Well, give me 15 minutes to change into something cool and get over there. Goodbye.
Well, what did he say?
He'll be here in 15 minutes. Like a lamb to the slaughter. A man's expecting romance.
He'll get romance.
Is your car out of sight?
Yes, in the little side street across the way.
Are you sure you can follow us without making him suspicious?
I should think so. There's plenty of other traffic about, so he probably won't even look in his rear mirror.
Don't lose us, darling. I'll have to endure the rot till about 1 a.m.
I won't lose you. I'll be right on his tail.
After we've parked, don't appear immediately. Because if it doesn't come off, we can't afford to have him suspect that we worked it between us.
Stop worrying, Stella. I shan't mess it up.
Oh, Jeff, nothing must go wrong. Darling, this is your only chance.
You talk. When I come on the scene and order you away, make it as convincing as you can. Get in his car and say you're going to find a policeman or something. Drive about 200 yards and then come back, so you can hear what he spills.
Oh, who's worrying now? We've been over and over it, and I'll be there, Jeff, listening to every word.
All right. I'd better get out of here.
Yes. Go and wait in your car. Good luck, darling.
I'm not relying on luck, Stella. I'm relying on you.
Oh, you really are an angel, Harry. Driving like this is marvelous.
Did you ring tonight just for me, Stella? Or because of my open car?
Oh, darling. I know 10 men with open cars.
Well, it's nice to know I'm the lucky one. We don't want to get home early, do we?
On a night like this? Not in your life. I don't care if I'm not home till 3 a.m.
Good. We'll find a quiet spot on the hillside.
Miles away from anywhere. Or anyone.
We turn off just here, don't we?
Somewhere about here. What are you looking at?
There's a car right on the tail. Been following us since we left your flat, almost.
Oh, that's nothing. It's probably 2 people just like us, heading for the lake.
Could be.
What else could it be, darling?
Nothing. No one is there anyway. Oh, he stopped.
The chap following? Oh, why can't we stop too?
Well, actually, I'm looking for a little lane that runs through just about here. It's almost to the water's edge. Aye, here it is. Sharp left. Down a bit. Left again. And here we are.
Ah, how perfectly glorious. Just look at the reflection of the moon.
I'd rather look at you, Stella. Let's get a couple of cigarettes going, shall we?
Sure. You seem to know this place rather well. Who else do you bring here? Millie Moffat?
If you hadn't gone over the hill for Jeff Pilgrim, my sweet, I'd have been bringing no one here but you these many moons.
Jeff's a thing of the past. I haven't seen him since Benny Puller sent me to bail him out.
Sure.
My dear man, I don't want to be seen with a crook.
Mm. You don't have to know where he's living, do you?
Oh, really, Harry, how would I know? Can't see why you want to worry about the man.
Well, according to old Bendigo, he's been going about saying he's after me. Chap must be going completely off his head.
Oh, darling, do let's forget him, shall we? He's probably sitting around in town somewhere this very minute with a half-empty bottle in his hand, muttering to himself. Thank heaven I don't have to keep him company. Imagine just sitting sweltering in town instead of this. Feel that breeze?
Mm-hmm.
Glad I rang you tonight?
I wish you'd do it more often. I like being completely alone with you, Stella.
But the trouble is, Palmer, you're not...
Oh, who's that?
I'll give you one guess.
Jeff Pilgrim.
That's right. Jeff Pilgrim. Get out of that car, Palmer. You're about to be taken apart in not very neat sections. Get out! Well, this is it. I get some admissions out of you tonight, Palmer, or spend the next 3 years in jail. And I don't think I'd like it in prison. So, here we go.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.